advertised. Rowdy McCree Jensen is with us, and the doc is the Chief Medical Officer for Takawhai Ora, the Māori Health Authority. As always, thank you for joining us on the program. Mea ho, tēnā koe.
Yeah, tēnā koe hoki, pal.
Kia ora. Well, we're talking measles to start with, please. There's information available now for possible measles contacts after an alert for all of our country was confirmed by the Māori Health Authority. What information can you share with us?
Yeah, so a measles case is identified. It's an interesting one for us for a couple of features, and I'll share that with you. And that's why we've sort of gone to a national alert status for us about this case. And so it was a young person from Northland down on Wellington for a drama festival during the school holidays. So a week down there, quite a few exposure events down there, including, you know, at a pharmacy or at the movies one night. A group of young people down there at that drama event, and then they've all headed back to different parts of the country. This young person's flown back to Auckland on a Jetstar flight, so that's a flight exposure kind of event, and then confirmed with measles. And so infectious during that period down there. And this is a group we've talked about before, Dale. You know, if you think about 15, 30 years ago, our system wasn't that good at doing the immunisations, and we've had a campaign for quite a while. So if you're 15 to 30, get immunised. So we're interested in this one partly because the number of people, the age of these people, and they've all gone back to different places. So yeah, we're pretty organised around this one. We definitely want to see if we can shut this down. It would be a tragedy if it gets away on us.
Tēnā koe, are Māori any more vulnerable than other populations?
Our immunisation rates are a little bit lower. In a way, we've got, after COVID, our immunisation rates have fallen in general to a level that we're not confident that we are, as a community, sufficiently protected. Specifically for Māori populations, it's fallen to levels that we're really worried about. So we've been doing some work since, you know, coming out of the COVID situation and trying to get those immunisation rates back up. But, yeah, we're still really worried about it.
Tēnā koe. There's quite a lot of concern. It's dental health for our people. The Greens want universal dental health availability. Labor have come out saying that it will be free dental health to under 30s. But quite often, parents overlook their own dental health needs while they're raising tamariki. What would you say of the need for increased focus on dental health from a Māori perspective, and is under 30 appropriate?
I'm not going to comment on different political party stuff, but it's really clear that we've got a significant problem in terms of dental health, oral health, for our community. New Zealand in general is, you know, it's an interesting arrangement we have where we go, yep, we want to look after the whole of you except for your mouth, you know, your teeth, your business sort of thing. That there's some real significant consequences to that approach. And we know that good oral health is linked to good heart health. So, you know, it's a really important health issue. I think different approaches that I've heard from Māori dentists is around saying, actually, get people through to their mid-20s with really good teeth. That's it. You can let go of it after that because, you know, good teeth will see you through the rest of your life. If you've got it into a good place by the age of 26 or 30, you know, different ages, different dentists will tell you. But it's a really important issue that we have. There's a bit of work going on now about oral health program for hapu mama. We've extended a bit of the care, you know, since COVID for that age group that was just coming through their final secondary school years. So, you know, we've just got to keep working it and bringing more services because it's so needed.
It's not a political question, more a health-focused one. But I'm not hearing a lot of prioritisation of Māori health on the campaign trail. Look, you've been in the scene for a long time, Rawiri. What's most needed to improve Māori health at this time?
Yeah, we've got enormous amount of work going on inside Te Ako Whaiora, and I'm really, really pleased with the kind of work that we're doing. Sort of focus areas including, we've got a program, Kahu Taurima, and it's interested in the first 4,000 days, first 2,000 days, whatever. It's, you know, the hapu mama all the way through to the first years of that baby. That's a critical focus. We've got a program of work in terms of cancer, a program of work in terms of long-term conditions, and a program of work in oranga hinengaro, mental health. I think those key focus areas are absolutely right. And so the vibe inside Te Ako Whaiora is, you know, absolutely committed to doing everything that we can to serve our people, our communities. So it's a really great place to be working at the moment.
I know we expect a lot from the Mental Health Commission, but all in the medical sector must be mindful of the contributors to our prison populations, Māori. And so many are caught up in a cycle of addiction, and we're hearing, let's build more prisons, let's lock them up longer, but very few of the political parties are focusing on addressing the problems with addiction that often are the forerunner to time in prison. Are you disappointed that that's the case?
Yeah, disappointed is correct. There are a lot of people who are impacted by addiction, and we've got to think about, you know, the range of drugs and, you know, the exposure to those drugs and the exposure to harm for our whānau from, you know, addictions, right? And we need to have more programs that are addressing that. We need to have more services to help people get through that. There are some kaupapa Māori services operating now and doing a really fantastic job. But I think your key point is we need to be doing more in that area, and I agree.